Alana, is it? I believe on special meetings you cannot add anything more, even on the scheduling matters or anything. Can we add to the agenda or not?
Well, it's my understanding that scheduling is exempt.
Okay.
And so, but, you know, our practice has always been to put scheduling on the agenda, and so if possible, we should have it on. But if you need to add, I think we can add it. Okay.
I do have one scheduling item. It's not real.
Randy and Julie, if it's okay with you two, I got to get to my meeting here at 1:30, but if we could do the scheduling first. I've already reviewed the STB letter, and I'm okay with it. So if it's okay to do the scheduling, I got about 10 more minutes till I got to get to the next meeting.
Okay, we'll jump into the item C, the scheduling matters with the commission. The first thing up is the formal hearing on Metalark Midstream Company's crude oil pipeline. I don't see Julie here, so apparently Pat is going to talk for that.
Commissioner Kalk, we have 3 days that want you to look at your calendar for September 26th, September 29th, or September 30th.
Well, those days are all fine with me. I'll let Randy and Julie, whatever works best for them.
Work for me as well, so
I think the 29th, my phone is at the phone store right now getting finished up, so I don't have my calendar. But what days of the week are the 29th and 30th? I already looked at these dates.
29th and 30th are Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
And the 26th was the Friday.
Friday, yeah. I think I'm fine anytime those days, so maybe this is in Watford, correct?
This would be in Williston.
Williston. So maybe it's an hour. Okay.
Well, if it doesn't matter, the 29th and 30th would be better for me than the Friday, the 26th.
Okay. Fine with me. Maybe the 30th?
The 30th?
Sure.
Works.
Okay. And we'll have Pat set that up and figure kind of a normal time that we've typically done as far as the travel time and to get it. This should be a fairly quick hearing. We'll try and get it a little bit on the early side, and maybe we can have it wrapped up without doing a lunch.
We typically start the hearing at 10 in Williston.
Didn't we set the last one a little bit earlier at 9:30 or something like that? But I don't know if it was in Williston.
I think it was Watford.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, if we could, I know what the three of us have talked about it, but it seems like if we can make it work logistically to start at 9, then we get 3 hours before lunch. Otherwise, we just get rolling, and then we got a break.
Is everybody okay with leaving early enough to be there at 9?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
We'll have Pat coordinate that then. Anything else on that Metalark Midstream? Did you have another scheduling you wanted to bring up?
It's very quick. Enterprise Products has they're the company that's proposing the very large pipeline from I believe Tioga to Cushing. And it's 250,000 barrels per day with additional pumps. It could carry as much as 700,000 barrels per day. They would like to come in and introduce themselves to us and just talk about their company and all that sort of thing. I looked at the calendar. They're here the week of the 18th, and we have a informal schedule that I don't believe we have anything on for on the afternoon at 1:30. After our commission meeting, so I was going to propose that time if you guys are interested in that.
Was that September 18th, Julie?
The 20th. They're here the week of the 18th.
Oh, so
the 20th is our commission meeting day. And
August 20th.
Yep. So I was going to suggest a 1:30.
That's fine by me, but I would just ask our counsel if we know a case is coming. It may be a different setup than just a general introduce the company to us. That's the only thing. I mean, it's great to talk to them, but just make sure we shape it the right way.
I did talk to Lana about that, and she said it's fine because it'll be noticed, and then we're going to ask them to have a presentation that they walk through that we can add to the docket when the case is filed.
Perfect. No, that sounds great to me, Julie.
Okay.
So August what?
20th, the informal that afternoon. 1:30. Jerry.
Can I add to the agenda? Did you want to schedule a work session?
Wait a minute.
That's up to Brian.
That's what I was going to ask for, was the Thunder Spirit work session. If you want one, we should schedule it.
Before we get any further down the road, do we vote on this scheduling things? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, we just do them.
August 20th at 1:30 is agreed on, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Brian, the Thunder Spirit would be your portfolio. So do you want to schedule it now or do you want to deal with it later?
Here's what I would like to do, if it's okay with the three of you and Jerry, is that Jerry and I had a draft order ready to go before. So what I'd like to do, Jerry, is you take that draft order that you and I had, staff it to all three commissioners, and if one of us wants a work session, then we'll schedule it. If one of us doesn't want a work session, then let's get it on for either a special meeting or a vote on the 20th. I'd like to approach it that way.
Okay. And has the time run out on someone else to request a hearing?
Yes. It has.
Okay. All righty. It's your portfolio, so that... Jerry's going to proceed with that?
Sure, I'll do that. And okay. And if I could think about the 14th for the meeting, we have a special meeting that day. Is that what you were thinking, Brian?
That's kind of what I was thinking, since we already have one scheduled to vote in the budget that day. But let's get that order out and let my colleagues look at it. And if we need to, we'll schedule something before that. But
I would like 1 minute of your time if we still got it, Brian.
Yep, I got 5 minutes.
Okay. Are we done with that?
I believe so.
Okay. So back to the SCB draft letter. So you're fine with the draft. Randy, you offered some good changes. So are you guys okay sending this out today? Brian?
Yeah, I think so. That's fine with me. We talked about waiting till Friday, but in the content of the letter, I didn't see anything that Friday would change much. Or Thursday, I mean. So I'm okay. John will have to sign it, but that's fine.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. Then I did also want to mention, so we'll go ahead and get that out, and then I did also want to mention that we have Lana has gotten a hold of the attorney who has some experience in this area that we kind of wanted to visit with and talk, you know, through what their experience is and how much they charge and all those kind of details if we were to pursue hiring additional counsel on this. That is, I'm going to talk to them at 1:30 on Wednesday, Alana and I, and you guys are invited to participate in that if it works in your schedule and if you're interested in doing so.
Sure. Hey, I need to drop off, folks. Sorry about that. Thanks for the special meeting today.
Okay. Bye, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah.
When did you say?
1:30 Wednesday.
You'll have to notice that meeting then.
Yeah, if Randy wants to participate, we'll notice it. If not,
you're talking about this day after tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay.
What do you want to call it?
Alana.
Phone conference.
Yeah, phone conference with.
I don't know. We could put his name in, but you don't have to be there. I don't think about that.
This is just a conference call, Alana. Is that what
right.
It is? Okay, so it's not so he's not going to be here.
No, it's
okay.
A call. I don't know if you call it a conference call. It's just two of us. But
right.
Unless we know another commissioner is going to be there, I mean, we don't have to announce it.
Right, exactly. So Randy will decide if he wants to participate, and then we'll make the...
Yeah, I expect I will, but...
Okay.
Anything else for the administrative meeting? Anything else to schedule? Okay. If nothing else, I guess Brian's off the line, so he'd have no closing comments. But do you have any closing comments? Nor do I. We're adjourned.